Morning. So to start this morning's service, Bob's just going to play you a very short clip of music. Does anybody know what that theme tune's from? It's a TV programme. Friends, I can hear lots of you here saying Friends. That's right, so today we're going to sort of think a little bit about Friends. And Friends, as the sort of picture on the slide will show, come in all sorts of shapes and sizes, all sorts of relationships are friendly relationships. And today, you won't be surprised to know, we're going to think a little bit about our relationship and the nature of our relationship with God. But does anybody want to sort of give me a word or two that sort of you think would describe a friendship? Trust? Loyalty?
Support.
Honest support? Fun? There are a few more words which Bob's just going to pop on the screen, because I think you might have... So brave? You can read these for yourselves. Affectionate? So there's just seven words that I was thinking about before as I was preparing the service. You've got your own thoughts. And as I say, today as we sort of worship, we're going to think a little bit about what our friendship is like with God. Now, when you came in, I hope some of you were given a pipe cleaner or two. And some of you might have got a little piece of plasticine or modelling clay, whatever you want to call it. So if you've got those to hand, are there any left, Julie or Phil? Do you want to bring them forward? And then if anybody would like one, just wave at Julie as she comes through, because I know some of you thought this was toxic waste and I was going to do something terrible with you. Eleanor, do you want to... Eleanor, do you want to go and grab some for the band? So have we got enough of those scattered around the congregation? Excellent. What I'd like you to do, depending on whatever it is that you've picked up, is just turn it, just yourself, don't share with somebody else, just turn it into a shape, whatever shape you would like, so you can make it into a shape. Here I come. Use your creative talents. Okay, so who would like to show me a shape that they have made? So Jackie here at the front's made a fish. We've got some hearts. I've got squiggles and circles. More hearts. Oh, I've got a banana or a smile in plasticine. Person. Butterfly maybe, another squiggle. Who's got another bit of plasticine? I'm trying to see plasticine. Oh yes, here we are at the back. Oh, I've got a bird. Very good. And an anchor. So we've got lots of different shapes. Okay, that's really fantastic. Hope you enjoyed doing that. A cross. What I'd like you to now do is put them back as you first got them. So turn it back into the shape that it was when you first got them. So I've got... Yeah, hang on. Perfect. I bet you couldn't quite make morph, could you? So, I imagine those of you who had the modelling clay have managed to turn it back just as it was to start with. You've turned it into a circle, a sphere. Yeah? So it's gone back just as it was before. I don't know if anybody... Deanne had a pipe cleaner. The pipe cleaners, do they look a bit like this? So they're a bit wiggly now. They don't quite go back as they were before. Thank you, Deanne. It's nearly impossible to get the pipe cleaners back straight. And what is this about? What I was thinking about was the pipe cleaners are a bit like us in our lives. So sometimes in our lives, we do things that maybe we shouldn't have done. We maybe tell little lies, or we sort of aren't quite as thoughtful of our friends as maybe we should be. maybe a bit selfish at times, I don't know. Just as we do things in our lives, we turn away from that perfect thing that God made us originally, and we become slightly wiggly. We can't quite straighten ourselves out at times. But the really, really great news is that, of course, Jesus is our friend, and Jesus is there with God to forgive us. And by turning to God, we can have that forgiveness, and we can, he will help us straighten ourselves out. So we'll now just come to some words, which will be on the screen. And what I suggest we do is we just say these all together. So, and they're just words that we will just admit that maybe we haven't got things quite right in our lives this week, and ask for some forgiveness. So we say together, Lord Jesus, you commanded us to love each other. We are sorry for the times that we have been impatient, bitter, and angry, and the times that we have hurt each other. Please forgive us. Lord Jesus, you commanded us to forgive each other. We are sorry for the times that we have borne grudges and been resentful, and the times we have broken off friendships because of hurt. Please forgive us. Lord Jesus, you commanded us to look after each other. We are sorry for the times that we have turned away from those in need and have not done all we can to help those who are suffering. Please forgive us. Lord Jesus, you laid down your life for your friends. Thank you for doing that so that we could be forgiven. Help us to live the way you asked us to. Jim, we've got a little session of three songs, which Jim will now lead. All I can say is thank you, Jim, and helpers for that. Excellent. Fiona's going to come and do a reading for us. The reading comes from Romans this morning, and it's chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, but we've shortened it to 6 to 11. So, verses 6 to 11.
For when we were still helpless, Christ died for the wicked at the time that God chose. It is a difficult thing for someone to die for a righteous person. It may even be that someone might dare to die for a good person. But God has shown us how much he loves us. It was while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. By his blood, we are now put right with God. How much more, then, will we be saved by him from God's anger? We were God's enemies, but he has made us his friends through the death of his Son. Now that we are God's friends, how much more will we be saved by Christ's life? But that is not all. We rejoice because of what God has done through our Lord Jesus Christ, who has now made us God's friends.
Thanks, Fiona. So, put your hands up if you have a friend. I'd be very surprised if everybody doesn't have their hand up at this point. Keep your hand up if you have a friend in church this morning. Gosh, there's lots of you. Lots and lots of you. Oh, yes, I can see some at the back. Now, I am going to ask two pairs of friends to just come and help me with the talk. So, Charlotte and Eleanor, because I know you're friends, you're sat at the back, would you like to come and just stand on the front here somewhere? And sorry, hands up, who else had a friend? So, it was so Jenny, delightfully, has got her hand up at the back. So, Jenny, do you want to find your friend and stand at the front? Come on, I'm looking for one other person who's prepared to come up to the front with a friend. Okay, Carol. Oh, hang on, we've got your mother. I don't mind. Come on then, Carol. Excellent, we've got Carol and Helen. And Jackie and Jenny and Charlotte and Eleanor. Right. I'm going to give you a cup each, okay? It's all right. This will become obvious why you get a cup in a minute. So now I'm feeling extremely generous this morning, and I've brought a whole bag of sweets, okay? Generous or what? So I'm going to share my sweets. Oh dear. Oh dear, I've run out. And only three of the friends have got a sweet. It's a bit of a problem. Do you think you could, would you be willing to share your sweets with your friend? So I said, oh yeah, okay. So what we've got, so that's really good. You're really kind to your friends, aren't you? You've shared, each one of the pairs has shared their sweets. It's amazing. Do you want to just pop them down behind you? Because I'm going to ask you to share something else. That was good. I think sharing sweets with a friend is quite easy, isn't it? Depends perhaps what the sweet is, but... Should be quite easy. Now, I've got some money. Because sometimes sort of friends are sort of a bit stuck, aren't they? So I'm going to give... There you are, Jenny. There's some 3 £1 coins. Eleanor gets 3 £1 coins. So does Carol. Now, sharing money, you know, we are asked to share our money as Christian community. Bishop Christopher's asking you to share a little bit of your money towards his Lent appeal. But as friends, the friend who hasn't currently got the money could do with some money. Would you be prepared to share your money with your friend? Okay, so, oh yes, so we've got sharing going on down the line. So everybody shared the money. Again, a real true sign of friendship. So thank you for that. Does anybody, this is quite small, sorry, and I should have put it on the screen, but I forgot. Does anybody know what this is? Can you see it? The other way up, apparently. It's a kidney. So again, I'm going to give one of the friends, because we do have two kidneys each, two kidneys. There you are. Fortunately, they're not real. Now, this gets harder now, because obviously sometimes we become unwell, and we've all got two kidneys, and sometimes one or both of those kidneys stops working. And at times like that, we do rely on other people to give us a kidney and to find somebody who's got a tissue match so that's compatible with us. So fortunately, all of your kidneys are compatible with your friends. and you have the same blood group. But your friend, both their kidneys have stopped working. But to give them a kidney, obviously you have to go to hospital, you've got to have an operation, you've got to go through the pain, and you've got to recover from that. So would you share a kidney with your friend or not? And again, I mean, that's true love, isn't it? That's friendship, true love. They've all shared their kidneys. So thank you for being prepared to volunteer. You can escape now, but thank you. Let's give them a hand of round of applause. You can take the sweets. That's even more impressive if they've left me the money. And the sweets have all gone. So I think, you know, there are many, many different ways in which we can show our love and care for a friend, aren't there? So does anybody in the congregation just want to shout out some ways in which you might show that friendship to a friend? Elaine? Brilliant. So Elaine, when she was ill, got lots of support from her friends, food, love, support in different ways, and she can't thank them enough for that. Any other sort of Same sort of experience. The church has been the tower. Just amazing. So the love that we give each other as a friendship group, as a congregation. Any other examples that people would like to share? Yes, at the back. And so there are three people all witnessing to the support they've had from their friends in church when they've been unwell in some way, shape or form. But if you think to the examples and we think a little bit about the reading, that there's one thing that I think that we can do that most of us will never be asked to do. And in John chapter 15, Jesus says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And in the reading that Fiona read for us from Romans today, there was a verse in a bit that said, "But God has shown us how much he loves us. It was while we were still sinners that Christ died for us." Now, few of us, I think, will ever be called to give up our lives for a friend. Some people will, but hopefully few of us would actually have to do that. But Jesus did give up his life for us as friends. And he did that 2,000 years ago when he hung on the cross. And he did it so that it was possible for us to have that close relationship with our Heavenly Father, God. And so that we could know life in all its fullness over time. And I just think that's amazing love, isn't it? Just amazing that he did that for us so that we could be forgiven. And I think that is just simply the sign of the greatest, greatest love that you could ever possibly show for a friend. Amen.